最近我们都在谈丰盛的生命力。
We have been talking about the more abundant life.
因为我们主耶稣呢，他有很丰盛的生命。
Our Lord Jesus has a very abundant life.
这个丰盛的生命就从神那边得来的。
And we can obtain this abundant life from God.
因为神是看不见的。
God cannot be seen.
但神的丰盛的本性啊，都丰丰富富。有形有体的居住在基督耶稣里头。
But God's abundant nature is found within Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣基督也赏赐给我们一个丰盛的生命力。
That is why Jesus Christ has given us abundant life.
那圣经经常用牧人还有羊之间的关系来形容我们跟神之间的关系。
Bible usually uses the analogy of the sheep and the shepherd to talk about our relationship with God.
所以一个人的生命，一个人就是跟神跟耶稣基督之间的关系越是密切。
If a person's relationship between God and Jesus is very intimate,
那他的生命就越是丰盛。
Then his life will be more abundant.
那我们就以诗篇二十三篇来解释我们跟神之间的关系。
And let us use Psalm 23 as a basis for describing our relationship with God.
也是解释我们如何得到更丰盛的生命。
And it also tells us how we can obtain that more abundant life.
那二十三篇呢，一般认为是大卫所写的诗歌。
And many people say that Psalm 23 was written by David.
大卫在年轻的时候他备受煎熬。
When David was young, he went through many tribulations.
因为他十几岁的时候。
Because when he was around in his teens.
刚开始是帮他的父亲牧放羊群。
The beginning, he would help his dad look after the sheep.
然后呢，被撒母耳先知高立为一国的君王。
And later he was anointed as the king by prophet Samuel.
他帮助他们的国家打败当时的劲敌腓利士人。
And he helped his country battle against the enemy, the Philistines.
但是从此呢，他也种下以后要逃亡的生活。
And then he had to prepare to live life as the king.
他要被当时的君王扫罗王追杀。
And he would lead a life of fleeing from the current king, King Saul.
所以他就过这个逃亡的生活。
So he lived his life as a fugitive.
他的生活是最缺乏的。
And his life was lacking.
居住没有一定的地方
For he had no place to settle.
经常要从这个地方要躲到另外一个地方。
Many times he had to go from one place of hiding to the next.
甚至于呢，还要躲到山洞里头。
And sometimes he even had to hide within the mountains.
但是他写了诗篇二十三篇。
Yet he wrote Psalm 23.
诗篇二十三篇是一幅美丽的图案。
Psalm 23 depicts a very beautiful picture.
是一个人在生病当中一个。能够得到安慰的一篇诗。
It is a psalm that provides comfort to many who are sick.
很多年前有一位非洲裔美国人的姐妹。
And there was a sister in Africa.
她生病的。
And she was ill.
那我们就去看她。
So we went to see her.
就是读这一篇让她听。
And we read the psalm to her.
我是深受感动。
And she was very moved.
那后来她离开世间主就抓她回天家。
And as she was departing from the earth, the Lord Jesus brought her to her heavenly home.
那我们就去那里帮她主持丧礼、追思礼拜。
And we went there to help her conduct the funeral.
那也是读这一篇。
And at the funeral, we also recited this psalm.
当时也是很多人受感动。
And at that time, many participants were moved.
就是不需要经过解释听了以后就很多人受感动。
You don't have to explain the psalm, you just have to listen to it, and many were moved.
我们看二十三篇。
So let us turn to Psalm 23.
诗篇二十三篇。
Psalm 23.
诗篇二十三篇的第一节。
Psalm 23, verse 1.
主是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
第一节是描写大卫过着一个很满足的生活。
Verse 1 tells us that David lived a contented life.
因为他找到他的牧者。
Because he had found his shepherd.
他以神为他的牧者。
For the Lord is his shepherd.
就让他 在生活上不致缺乏。
So he does not want in life.
可是事实上呢，他是有缺乏。
But in reality, he lacked many things.
但是在他的灵里，他没有什么缺乏。
But in his spirit, he found no lack.
他没有很强烈的需要。
He did not have a great need.
他可以过着一个简单的生活。
He was able to live a simple life.
他可以过着一个随遇而安的生活。
He was able to live a life without any needs or wants.
虽然他的环境啊对他是很不方便的。
Even though his environment was severely lacking.
但他仍然能够觉得很满足啊。
But he was able to feel very content.
因为神就是他的满足。
For the Lord was his content.
那为什么呢？第二节。
Why in verse two?
就说明呢更清楚。
It tells us more clearly.
他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters.
因为大卫他本人呢是一个牧羊人。
David himself was a shepherd.
要经常要带领的羊群呢去吃草。
Many times he had to lead the sheep to green pastures.
那在以色列地上是不容易，很不容易找到一片青草。
In the land of Israel, it was very hard to find green pasture.
我们只要是去过以色列访问的人就知道啊。
For those of us who have traveled to Israel before, we would know.
那边的野外啊，是一片荒凉。
The wilderness looks like a desert.
好像现在的加州一样啊，都不下雨啊。
Like California, it's currently in a drought.
啊，看去那个草都已经变成黄色的。
If you look at the grass, it had turned yellow.
所以当时的环境啊，对大卫来说是很难找到一片绿油油的草地。
So the environment was such that it was hard for David to find a green pasture.
要找到水边啊，更是困难。
It's even harder to find water.
所以要找到青草地，要找到水都相当的困难。
So to find green pasture and to find Israel in the to find water in the land was very hard.
可是，在大卫的心里头。
But within David's heart,
神就是他的牧人呢。
God was his shepherd.
他好像是躺在青草地上，在可安息的水边安息一样。
It was as if he lay down beside the green pasture in the still waters to rest.
所以一个人丰盛的生命就是看他能不能享受安息。
So a person with an abundant life is one who is able to rest.
就是安静啊。
To be quiet.
啊，今天的社会是一个忙碌的时代。
The society today is a very hectic and busy one.
啊，以前是农业社会，农业的社会。
Oh, before it was a farming society.
人们的生活比较单纯呢。
Everyone lived a very simple life.
啊，日出而作，日落而息。
And they would work at the break of dawn, and then they would go to sleep when the sun set.
啊，太阳出来了，啊，那么就扛着锄头出去工作了。
When the sun arose, they would take their equipment and go out to the fields to work.
那太阳下山以前就必须要回家休息。
And before the sun set, they would return home in order to rest.
因为当时也没有什么灯光啊。
Because there was no artificial light at that time.
所以晚上就休息了。
So they would rest when it became dark.
所以人们的生活节奏能够跟大自然的节奏互相配合。
So the human schedule was aligned with the schedule of the environment.
所以过着一个和谐的生活。
So it was a very harmonious life.
过得很愉快。
They lived very happily.
生活很简单。
For their life was very simple.
可是现在的人不一样啊。
But now it is very different in today's society.
现在的科技发达的时代。
It is a society of advanced technology.
所以促使人们就过着一个很复杂的生活。
So humans live a very hectic life.
没有办法日出而作，日落而息啊。
They are not able to wake at the break of dawn and rest when the sun sets.
有些时候我们开经过高速公路。
Sometimes when we drive on the highway.
有些时候会看那个晚上哦，晚上啊，还有人在做工啊。
Many times we will still see people working in the evening.
那晚上怎么看得到路面上的情况呢
？How are we able to see what's going on at night?
不用烦恼，像有那个灯光一照哈，好像白天一样。
Because there's bright lights that are as bright, that will brighten the darkness.
啊，甚至于呢，比白天更亮。
Sometimes those artificial lights are brighter than the daytime.
So, 现在的人有些时候晚上还要上班呢。
So humans in this society need to work in the evening as well.
啊，身心得不到安息。
So at night they are not able to receive rest.
啊，现在是个忙碌的时代。
It is a very busy world.
我们就想想自己，也是很忙碌啊。
If we think about our own lives, aren't we very busy?
孩子放学以后。
For the kids after they are out of school,
他不能够很专心在家里做功课啊。
They're not able to concentrate on their homework at home.
就说父母亲还要赶快载他去学钢琴，去学小提琴。
Because the parents might bring them to piano lessons, to violin lessons.
那小提琴、钢琴学完以后呢？
After they have their piano or violin lessons,
回来了，赶快载他去学什么跆拳道啊。
And after they come, they have to go and take some karate classes.
那以前的孩子这些都没有。
For kids in the past, they did not have all these extracurricular activities.
所以现在的确啊，这科技的结果就是使人们啊更忙碌。
So in this advanced modern society, the result is that humans are a lot more busy.
忙到很多人早上没有时间吃早饭。
They're so busy that they're unable to have time for breakfast in the mornings.
不但没有时间吃早饭啊，连刷牙都要在车上刷牙。
And not only do they skip breakfast, they even have to brush their teeth in the car.
女性呢，连化妆时间都没有，也在车上化妆。
And a lot of females don't even have time to put on makeup, so they put on their makeup in the car.
今天是个忙碌的时代。
It is a very busy society.
那忙碌的相反呢，就是安静。
But the opposite of being busy is to be quiet.
因为忙碌的结果夺走了我们很多那个心灵的平安。
Because busyness takes away a lot of the peace in our hearts.
我们心灵就不能够享受安息。
So our heart cannot receive rest.
可是大卫呢？
But David, on the other hand,
他说：“他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安息的水边。”
He said, "He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still waters."
那事实上，对当时大卫来说，
For David at the time,
他并没有真正在青草地上啊。
He wasn't really in green pastures.
他也没有在水边呢。
He wasn't really beside the still waters.
但是他可想。
But he
他很想要。
But he desires after it.
我们请看诗篇143篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 143.
诗篇143篇第六节。
Psalm 143 verse 6.
143篇第六节。
Psalm 143 verse 6。
诗篇143篇第六节。
Psalm 143 verse 6。
我向你举手，我的心渴想你，如干旱之地盼雨一样。
I spread out my hands to you, my soul longs for you like a thirsty land.
所以我们想看到，大卫当时啊，他事实上他的物质是相当缺乏。
David's physical life was severely lacking at that time.
他的心灵啊，也是很忧伤啊。
And his heart was sorrowful.
啊，因为扫罗要追杀他。
Because Saul pursued after his life.
啊，他生活很困难啊，很艰辛的。
He lived in hardship.
啊，他也得不到休息啊。
He was not able to receive physical rest.
他经常要看看扫罗王在哪里呀，是不是要到他那里去追杀他。
Many times he has to look after where Saul was, whether Saul was actively pursuing him or not.
所以他很渴想，很渴想得到一个安息呀。
So he was very thirsty for rest.
他说渴想如干旱之地盼望雨一样。
He longs for it like a thirsty land.
所以一个人要想要得到安息。
For a person who wants to receive rest.
必须想要渴想的心呢。
They must have a thirsty heart.
再请看诗篇一百零七篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 107.
诗篇一百零七篇。
Psalm 107.
第九节。
Verse 9.
诗篇一百零七篇第九节。
Psalm 107, verse 9.
因他是心里渴慕的人啊，得以知足；是心里饥饿的人得饱美物。
For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness.
大卫的确在困难当中。
When David was in his hardship,
他心里渴想得到神的帮助。
In his heart, he longed after the help of God.
让他心里能够得到安息。
So that he could receive peace of heart.
所以这是他要得到神恩典的一个。 起始点呢。
So this is the beginning of him desiring after the blessing of God.
那一定要羡慕。
He has to long for it.
好像大卫很想很羡慕啊，到神的殿一样。
Like David longs to be inside the temple of God.
那虽然那时候还没有建造圣殿呢。
Even though at that time the temple was not erected.
但是他想到神的圣殿，他是多么的想，多么的渴慕啊。
But when he thought about the temple of God, he longed after it.
所以渴慕的心才会促使一个人产生行动、啊、
So a longing heart is one that will propel a person to action、
啊、比如说我们很渴慕、啊、黄石公园非常漂亮很想去那边玩一玩、啊
在哪里
黄石公园、
oh, For example, we really long to see the Yellowstone National Park
听说那里非常的漂亮
Because we heard that it is very beautiful there、
啊、那听了以后我们就很渴慕很想去那里看一看
And so when we hear about it, we long after it We want to go there to take a look
因为是很想啊说自然就会有计划有行动
And because we really want to Then we will start to take action to plan a vacation
那只要是不想的话
But if we don't really want to
那就不会去追求就不会有所行动啊。
Then we will not pursue after it. We will not take any actions.
所以信仰的复兴就是第一步，也是要渴慕。
So the first step of our faith is to long after it.
要得到一个丰盛的生命，也是要渴慕。
If we want an abundant life, we have to long for one.
要使自己的生活品质提高的话，也是要渴慕。
If we want the status of our life to be higher, then we have to long for it.
要能够得到属灵的喜乐，也是要渴慕。
If we want spiritual joy, we have to long for it.
要让神的灵充满，也是要渴慕。
If we want to be filled with God's spirit, we have to long for it.
要让自己的内心呢能够充满神的道理呢，也是要渴慕。
If we want our inner heart to be filled with the words of God, we have to long for it.
是渴慕是行动的开始的。
So longing is the motivation for action.
圣经说，他是心里渴慕的人得以知足。
That is why God said, those who desire and long will be filled.
说不渴慕的话，就是在原地不动。
If a person does not long for something, he will be in his original place and not move.
信仰就不会进步啊。
And then his faith will not improve.
所以我们的梁传道曾经讲过一篇道理啊。
Pastor Liang once told us a sermon.
他说属灵的不知足。
The
敬虔的不知足啊。Godly uncontentment.
Oh, godly uncontentment.
那本来不知足是不好啊。
Uncontentment is not good.
因为圣经说我们要知足啊。
Because the Bible tells us we should be content.
啊，但是另一个方面来说。
But from another aspect.
啊，比如圣经说忧伤是不好的。
For example, the Bible tells us sorrow is not good.
但是敬虔的忧伤啊，能够使一个人得救。
But a godly sorrow can save a person's soul.
因为他忧伤，他并不是忧伤，他没饭吃的。
Because he is sorrowful, not because he does not have anything to eat.
他是忧伤，因为自己做错事情。
But he is sorrowful because he has done wrong.
那自己得罪做事情得罪神。
He has done wrong and he has sinned against God.
他得罪弟兄姐妹。
He has sinned against the brothers.
所以他内心呢，感觉非常懊悔。
So his inner heart feels regret.
那这个懊悔的心呢，就会促使他悔改。
Heart of regret will lead to repentance.
会促使他去修复人际之间的破裂
，and it will propel him to mend the broken relationships.
那这个是会产生正面的效果，会让他得救的。
So that it will have a positive action and allow him to be saved.
所以敬虔的不知足也是一样。
So godly uncontentment is the same.
我们在灵性要越来越进步。
In our faith, we need to make progress.
那圣经告诉我们呢，我们要在神的恩典上哈进步。
The Bible tells us we have to make progress in the grace of God.
所以每天都要体验神的恩典。
So every day we need to feel and experience the grace of God.
我们不能够说以此为满足。
We cannot remain at our original spots.
再继续往前走，继续往前进。
We have to continue to move forward.
我们去非洲的时候
，When we went to Africa.
那每个安息日聚完会以后啊，都有见证会。
After Sabbath, there is always after the Sabbath sermon, there is always a testimony session.
这个不用排表，已经成为每一个星期啊例行公事了。
Doesn't even have to be officially on the schedule, but it is all there's always a testimony section.
那一般的见证会呢，我们在这里的话是要三请四请啊，请这个弟兄，请那个姐妹啊上来做见证。
And for our testimony section, we always have to ask this brother or that sister beforehand if they can testify.
有些时候大家都很客气啊。
Sometimes everyone is very polite.
我没有什么好的见证啊，请别人，请别人。
They will say, I don't have any good testimony. Can you please ask someone else?
这个弟兄那个姐妹啊，推辞。
This brother or that sister, they will push back.
有些时候找不到适当的人啊，上来做见证。
So sometimes it is hard for us to even find one person who can give a good testimony. But in Africa, it is very different.
他们见证时间一到。
Once their testimony section arrives,
很多弟兄姐妹就自动啊排在墙壁旁边在等待。
Many brothers and sisters will line up against the wall.
好像排队要买东西一样啊。
As if they are lining up to buy something at the grocery store.
一个一个上来做见证。
And one by one, they will come up to give a testimony.
所以他们几乎啊，天天都在体验神的恩典。
Because they experience the grace of God daily.
所以圣经告诉我们，在神的恩典上是要进步的。
So God tells us that the Bible tells us that we have to make progress in the grace of God.
所以一个人就是没有可想的心。
A person, if he does not have a longing heart.
那神的
God's blessing cannot come upon him.
因为他不想，他也不渴慕。
Because he does not want it, he does not long after it.
好，那我们再看耶利米书。Let
us turn to the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书。
Jeremiah.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
耶利米书第六章16节。
Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16.
耶利米书六章十六节
Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16
神如此说，你们当站在路上查看，访问古道，那是善道，便行在其间，这样你们心里必得享安心。他们却说，我们不行在其间。
Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it.
当时以色列百姓因为他们离开神了，The
Israelite departed from God at that time.
所以他们生活就得不着平安，得不着安息。They
were not able to find peace and rest in their lives.
神就鼓励他们呢。So
God encouraged them.
你们去访问古道啊。He
said, "Ask for the old paths."
你们去看看那些古圣徒，他们是怎么过生活的。Look
at the old saints and how they passed their lives.
他们过着与神同行的生活。
They had a life of walking hand in hand with God.
他们过着敬虔的生活。
They lived devout lives.
他们能够得到安息。
They were able to receive rest.
这边说，心里啊得享安息。
Their souls found rest.
心里哦，不是外在，不是身体啊，是心里得享安息。
So it's rest of the soul. It wasn't rest of their physical environment.
他们却说啊，我们不行在其间。
But they replied, "We will not walk in it."
虽然神答应要让他们心里得享安息，
So even though God prepared a way for their souls to find rest,
那告诉他们一个方法，
and God told them a method,
但是他们却是不要啊，
but they did not want it.
所以神让带领他们进入安息，
God wanted to bring them into rest,
那他们也不要，
but they did not want it.
心里的安息很重要，
it is very important to have rest of the heart.
所以有的人呢，或许在肉体上得到安息啊。
So some people may have rest physically.
但是呢，肉体上安息不表示心灵啊得到安息。But
physical rest does not equate to peace of heart.
神说啊，要访问古道，因为那是善道。God
said, "Ask for the old paths, because that is the good way."
好，那我们再请看以赛亚书28章。Let
us turn to Isaiah chapter 28.
以赛亚书28章
Isaiah 28
16节
Verse 12
以赛亚书28章12节
Isaiah 28 verse 12
他曾对他们说，你们要使疲乏人得安息，这样才得安息，才得舒畅。他们却是不听。
To whom he said, "This is the rest with which you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing," yet they would not hear.
再看30章15节。
Let us turn to chapter 30, verse 15.
30章15节。
Chapter 30, verse 15.
主以色列的圣者如此说啊，你们得救在。 父归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们竟是不肯。所以神曾经应许当时以色列百姓，
God promised the Israelites of that time，
要让他们得到安息，要让他们得到平静。
He wanted to give them rest. He wanted to give them quiet.
可是他们不要。
But they would not.
那今天的我们呢？
What about us today?
神是答应我们要得到安息。
God always also promised that we should receive rest.
神希望让我们过着一个平静的生活。
God wants us to lead peaceful lives.
能够得享内心的安息。
So that we could have rest in our souls.
那主耶稣他宣告说啊，凡是劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来。
And God said, to all who are weary and burdened, they can come to me.
我要让他们得到安息。
For I shall give them rest.
而且能够得享安息啊，得享，要享受安息。
They can enjoy the rest.
因此，我们今天要享受安息。
So today we must enjoy the rest.
那怎么来享受安息呢？
How do we enjoy the rest?
我们再看回来诗篇的二十三篇。
Let us return back to Psalm chapter 23.
诗篇二十三篇。
Psalm 23.
第二节
Verse 2，
他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still waters.
在我们今天的人生旅途上啊，
In our daily lives today，
可能我们经过很多的挫折，
Maybe we encountered many hardships，
经过很多的失败。
We encountered many failures,
有很多的失望，
or many disappointments.
我们曾经被人家嘲笑过，
perhaps we were laughed at by others before.
被人家拒绝过，
maybe we've been rejected by others.
受伤害过，
or we've been hurt by others.
说怎么样使我们发现一片青草地？
So how can we discover this green pasture?
能够发现可安息的水边，
and to discover the still waters.
早在旧约时代，神就邀请大家来过一个丰盛的生活。
In the Old Testament, God had already invited everyone to live an abundant life.
因为安静就是要提高丰盛生命品质的第一步了。
Because quietness is the first step to the abundant life.
我们看以赛亚书三十五章。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 35.
以赛亚书三十五章。
Isaiah 35.
第一节。
Verse 1.
三十五章的第一节。
Isaiah 35 verse 1。
旷野看干旱之地必然欢喜，沙漠也必快乐，又像玫瑰开花。第二节。
Verse 2。
必开花繁盛，热上加热，而且欢呼。黎巴嫩的荣耀，并加密与沙伦的华美，必施给他。人必看见神的荣耀，我们的神的荣美。华美。第三节。
Verse 3。
你们要使软弱的手坚壮，无力的膝稳固。第四节。对胆怯的人说，你们要刚强，不要惧怕。看哪，你们的神必来报仇，必来施行极大的报应，他必来拯救你们。第五节。
5。
那个时候，瞎子的眼必睁开，聋子的耳朵必开通。那个时候呢，瘸子必跳跃相度，哑巴的舌头必能够歌唱，在旷野必有水发出，在沙漠必有河流涌出。第七节。
7.
发光的沙漠要变为水池，干涸之地要变为泉源，在野果躺卧之处必有青草芦苇和蒲草。第八节。
8.
在那里必有一条大道称为圣路，污秽人不得经过，必专为属民行走，行路的人虽为愚昧也不致失迷。第九。
9.
在那里呢，没有狮子猛兽也不能遮路，在那里多遇不见，只有属民在那里行走。第十节。
10.
并且呢，神救赎之民必归回歌唱，来到西安，永乐必归到他们的头上，他们必得欢乐，必得欢喜快乐，忧愁叹息尽都逃避。这里是碰到一片青草地，碰到水边的感觉。
And this is the feeling one would have if they discovered green pastures and still waters.
虽然在荒漠之地不可能有水涌出来的。
Even though it could be a wilderness and a wasteland where there would be no water.
但这神却能够使发光的沙地 变成为水池，干涸之地啊，要变为泉源。
But God is able to make the parched ground into a pool and the thirsty land springs of water.
那这个事情为什么会发生？
How is this able to happen?
啊，就是人啊，能够改变他的思想啊，观念。
This happens when a person is able to change his thoughts and his attitude.
啊，因为水能够改变我们的生命啊。
Because water can change our lives.
当一个人啊，有想要被改变。
If a person wants to be changed.
当然，很多人不愿意被改变啊。
Of course, many people do not want to change.
因为改变要痛苦啊。
Because when you change, it is difficult.
啊，改变会带来痛苦的。
Change brings about pain.
啊，像有的人啊，习惯坐在那会堂的最后一排啊。
For example, there are some who are, by habit, like to sit at the last pew in the chapel.
啊，已经做习惯了。
They are already used to it by habit.
突然之间说啊，你要坐第一排。
Then suddenly we say to them, "No, you have to come and sit at the first pew."
啊，要起来很困难。
It's very hard for them to change.
不是不好，因为习惯了。
It's not that it's bad, but they do it by habit. 所以一个人
习惯动作，习惯了要叫他改变是很难的。
So it is very painful for a person to change their habits.
那坐在第一排的人要叫他坐在最后一排，他还不习惯了。
If you tell someone who sits in the front pew to sit at the back pew, it is very hard for them too.
所以改变呢，会带来痛苦啊，不方便。
So change will bring about inconvenience and some
pain. 所以一般的人呢都不愿意被改变了。
So many people do not want to be changed.
但是圣灵来就是帮助我们更新呢。
But when the Holy Spirit comes, it is help is to help us to renew ourselves.
要带给我们有一个丰盛的生命力。
It will bring us the power of the abundant life.
要改变我们生命的品质。
And it wants to change our characters.
好像这里啊。
Like here.
说那里啊，第八节，那里必有一条大道。
There a highway shall be there.
要称为圣路。
And it shall be called. A holy road.
啊，污秽的人呢、啊，不得经过。
The unclean shall not pass over it.
啊，在那里呢，虽然是愚昧的人呢、啊，他也不会迷失的。
Even a fool who walks on it shall not go astray.
啊，因为他有个丰盛的生命力。
Because they have the power of the abundant life.
啊，不但是如此啊，他们会得到快乐。
Not only then they will receive joy.
啊，最后一节说，忧愁叹息都逃避的。
And then the last verse says, "Sorrow and sighing shall flee away."
这个就好像一个新天新地啊。
This is like the new heaven and new earth.
啊，真正能够得到安息，享受安息啊。
You can truly receive rest and enjoy the rest.
因为在那里就碰不上什么狮子啊、猛兽啊。
Because there you will not meet upon any lions or ravenous beasts.
因为只有神的选民，只有那些圣洁的人啊，走在这条圣路上。
And it is the chosen people of God, the holy, that walk upon this highway of holiness.
所以就是我们被神更新，要甘愿的被神改变。
So we have to be willing to have God renew us, to change us.
我们看以西结书。
Let us turn to Ezekiel.
47章。
Ezekiel chapter 47.
以西结书47章第六节。
Ezekiel 47 verse 6.
以西结书47章第六节。
Ezekiel chapter 47 verse 6。
他对我说啊，人子啊，你看见了什么？他就带我回到河边。我回到河边的时候，见在河边与那边的岸上有极多的树木。他对我说啊，这水要往东方流去，必下到亚拉巴，直到海。所发出来的水啊，必流入沿海，使水变甜。啊，第九节。
Verse 9。
这河水所到之处啊，凡滋生的动物都必生活，并且因这水流啊，因这流来的水，必有极多的鱼，海水也都变甜了。这河水所到之处啊，百物都必生活，必有渔夫站在河边。啊，所以水啊所到之处啊，百物都必生活。
So everywhere the river goes, life shall abound.
那不但百物要生活了，而且能够使盐水啊变为甜的。
It shall also change the salty water into sweet water.
啊，这个原文啊，就是说要被医治啊，得医治啊，使水变甜的意思啊，就是说得医治。
So when we say the waters are sweet, it means the waters are healed, that it has healing powers.
啊，有些时候我们觉得我们受伤害。
Many times we might feel that we have been hurt.
那受伤害当然是很苦啊。
And of course, it feels very bitter when we are hurt.
心里面很不舒服。
Our hearts are not at ease.
啊，有些时候甚至于会怀恨在心。
Many times we might even harbor some hatred in our hearts.
啊，虽然我们没有表现出来。
Even though we might not display it.
但是我们内心是不满的。
But we are not content in our hearts.
可是当这个水流到我们的内心呢？
But when this water flows into our hearts,
我们就会被医治。
Then we will be healed.
我们本来是苦的，现在变成甜的。
Before we are bitter, and now we are sweet.
因为我们会改变我们想法，改变我们的观念。
Because we will change our thoughts and concepts.
我们有个平静的心。
We will have a peaceful heart.
当一个人有平静的心，以后他对事情的看法就会不一样。
When a person has a peaceful heart, he will have a different outlook on different matters.
好像一棵大树啊。
Just like a very big tree.
它会经过各种不同的季节。
The tree will go through many different stages.
它会经过春夏秋冬。
It will go through the spring, the autumn, and the winter and the summer.
它会经过炎热，它会经过暴风雨。
It will go through tornadoes and great downpour of rain.
但是它还能够生存下来呀。
But it will be able to continue to live.
为什么它能够生存下来？
Why can the tree continue to live?
因为它会根据气象，根据天气的变化来调整自己。
Because it will be able to adapt itself to the different seasons of the weather.
所以在炎热的时候，它还能够生存。
So it is able to live.
它还能够生存。
That it can continue to survive.
在暴风雨的时候，它还能够生存。
Even though there is hurricane, it can survive.
因为它怎么知道去调整自己呀？
But it knows because it knows how to adapt.
我们人生也是一样。
This is the same with our lives.
我们并不是期待别人改变的。
We should not hope that someone else can change.
我们并不是期待环境改变。
We do not hope that the environment can change.
而我们是根据环境的改变自己做调整。
Because we need to adapt ourselves to the environment.
说圣灵，谁叫圣灵嘛？圣灵就是帮助我们内心做一个更新，做一个调整。
So the Holy Spirit it will help us to renew our hearts and to adapt our hearts.
能够改变自己。
So that we can change ourselves.
这个就是需要有神的能力。
And to do this, we need the power of God.
所以神把宝贵的圣灵赏赐给我们做什么？
That is why do you think God gave us the precious Holy Spirit?
就是让我们能够更新。
It is so that we can renew.
能够调整自己的脚步。
So we could change our steps.
不是要求别人来调整改变。
So we are not asking others to change or adapt.
所以水所到之处了。
So the water goes everywhere.
水就变成甜的，本来是咸的，就变成甜的。
And where the water is, the waters are healed.
但是水啊，对某些人呢，没有什么改变，没有什么好处。
But water for some has no benefits.
十一节。
Verse 11.
那只是泥泞之地与洼湿之处，不得自豪，必为炎地。
But its swamps and marshes will not be healed. They will be given over to salt.
因为这些地方啊，他们认为我已经有水的了。
For these places, feel that they already have water.
我不需要再有水啊。
I don't need any more water.
只要是有这种心态的话，他就不得医治治好啊。
But because they harbor this kind of attitude, they will not be healed.
仍然保持原状。
They will stay in their original place.
有的学生啊，在问答的时候啊，然后他们就问问题啊。
Some students will ask questions during the Q&A sessions.
为什么有些人领受圣灵以后行为还是没有改变？
They will say, why is it that some people after they receive the Holy Spirit do not change their actions?
因为有的人就像泥泞之地跟洼湿之处一样的。
It is because some people are like the swamps and some are like the marshes.
因为他认为他已经够了。
They already feel that they are good enough.
认为已经有水了。
They feel that they already have water.
认为他已经领受圣灵了。
They feel that they already receive the Holy Spirit.
所以他不愿意再做一个更新。
So they are not willing to renew themselves.
所以就不得自豪，是保持原状，必为炎地。
So they are not healed, and they will be given over to salt.
不是水有问题呀。
It is not a problem with the water.
不是圣灵有问题呀。
It is not a problem with the Holy Spirit.
不是圣灵没有能力呀。
It is not that the Holy Spirit does not have any power.
而是一个人不愿意被更新、被改变。
But it is because the individual refuses to be changed.
所以当一个人内心要被更新、被改变以后
，When an individual's heart is renewed and changed,
那这块心田就要变成了水泉呢。
The heart field will become like a pool of water.
这一片心田就要变成青草地上。
And the pool of water become green pastures.
那他能够得到丰盛的生命。
Then he can obtain the abundant life.
能够提高他生活的品质。
And he can have the good quality of life.
他在忙碌当中能够找到一个安静的时间。
Even though he is very busy in his life, he will find a period of quiet.
在忙碌当中，他能够找到一个安静的空间。
In busyness, he will find a space for quiet.
进而能够使他的内心的安静下来。
He is able to calm down his heart.
那一个人有安静的心。
And when a person has a quiet heart,
他对事情的看法就会不一样。
They will look at matters very differently.
像大卫一样。
For example, David.
他的确是有艰难，有困难。
He encountered many hardships.
但是呢，他心呢改变了。
But his heart was altered.
因为神帮他改变。
God helped him to change.
所以他想说，这就是一块青草地上啊。
So he was able to enjoy the green pastures.
这是一块这个安息的水边。
And he was beside the still waters.
所以我们看呢，当他有机会呢杀扫罗王的时候。
Even though he was given the opportunity to kill Saul.
因为那时候在洞里头啊。
For at that time he was in a hole.
扫罗王完全没有武装。
Saul did not have any armor.
扫罗王完全没有防备。
Saul did not have any preparation.
所以他是有机会杀扫罗王的。
So he had that opportunity to kill King Saul.
而且他旁边的一些追随者啊，都劝他，现在就是你的机会啊。
And all the followers of David told him, this is your time, this is your opportunity.
但是呢，他有一颗安静的心。
But he had a quiet heart.
他能够做出正确的判断。
He was able to make the correct judgment.
因为一个人只要是没有安静的心。
If a person does not have a quiet heart.
他不能够做出正确的判断。
He's not going to make the correct judgment.
他看不清楚事情的真相。
Because he is not able to see the actual reality of a matter.
那当时事情的真相是什么？
And what was the actual reality of that matter?
扫罗王是神的受膏者。
King Saul was the anointed of God.
所以他有一个安静的心。
So he had a quiet heart.
他怜悯扫罗王。
He had compassion. He forgave King Saul.
因为他有个安静的心。
For he had a quiet heart.
所以他对事情的看法跟别人不一样。
So he will see matters very differently than another person.
他做出一个正确的决定。
So he made the correct decision.
他说不能杀。
He said he cannot kill Saul.
因为有个安静的心。
Because he had the quiet heart.
所以大卫要告诉我们。
What is David telling us?
我们要有个安静的心。
We need to have a quiet heart.
我们对事情、对人、对神的看法都会改变的。
Then it will change our concept and outlook to matters, to people, and to God.
我们就能够真的享受主里的平安，主里的喜乐。
Then we can truly enjoy the peace and joy of God.
那就唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
513首。
513.